بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وباء. Okay, today this is our first session for the course which we have named Medina Book 1, Reading Comprehension. Reading Comprehension. And just a few brief introductory comments before we actually begin with the reading from the text. The first thing I want to say is that everyone should have received 3 PDF files. I hope everybody has received the PDF files, unless they already have them. The first one is the text for Medina Book 1. We'll be reading from the dialogues or the Arabic text that's generally in the beginning of the lesson. Sometimes it may be in the beginning as well as in the middle. It could be. Yani sometimes 2 texts that are for one lesson, and even I think in lesson 13 there are 3. But in any case, everybody should have the original text for Medina Book 1. They should also have received the English key for Medina Book 1, because we're going to be using that English key for the vocabulary yani for the text that we're going to be reading from, to make sure that everybody knows the meaning of the words. And the third thing that you should have is the PDF file for the vocabulary bank. Of course, the vocabulary bank may not be necessary because we already have the vocabulary in the English key. But sometimes, yani, there's some overlapping, and sometimes there are some extra words that may be brought back up again in the vocabulary bank. And the vocabulary bank is a little bit easier to use because, yani, all it contains are the vocabulary words for each chapter, yani, one by one, chapter by chapter. So, the English key as well as the vocabulary bank, either of them may be used in order to make sure that you can know the meaning of the words that we're going to be reading from the text. Second thing, I'm going to hope that since this is a very short course, inshallah it's not going to be more than 12 weeks, perhaps it might even be shorter. Since this is the first time we're doing this course, it hasn't been done before. It's just the idea that we had in order to strengthen the students who have completed Medina Book 1 as a review and as a means of focusing on reading, improving reading, reading comprehension, and some other skills like listening skills and dictation skills. So I hope that everyone is going to be, since this is, as I just mentioned, a brief, short course, I hope everybody's going to be regular in attendance and punctual, that is, in being present on time. There will be weekly homework assignments. I usually send them out daily so that the work for the week can be broken up into yani short assignments every day to make it a little bit easier to do and actually much more beneficial if we do a little bit at a time as opposed to trying to do everything in one day. I would hope that everybody does the best that they can to complete these homework assignments. This will actually make the course much more beneficial if you preview the lesson that we're going to do in each session, if you preview it during the week before that session, so that you're already familiar with the vocabulary, you're already familiar with the types of grammatical rules that are going to be covered in that reading text. And yani, you're going to be in a better position to benefit from any extra points that may be made as we discuss the lesson. The last thing that I want to mention here is that it is recommended, it's highly encouraged that everybody try to find a study partner, somebody that you can meet with on a regular basis, whether daily or every other day, or at least a few times a week, in person, online, on the telephone, or any kind of way that's possible, so that you can read to one another and also so that you can practice dictation. And we'll be talking about dictation in just a moment. The next point that I want to make is how these lessons should be studied. I usually recommend a five recommended steps for studying the lesson, and that is that we do three things: read, write, and listen. Two times each. Yani, we read the lesson from the textbook, we write it in our notebook, and then we listen to somebody reading the text to us. We listen to somebody reading it to us to train the ear. After that, we read it again, but this time from our notebook, from our own handwriting. And then we write it again, but by listening. Listening to somebody read it, or to an audio recording. Listening to somebody read it, and then writing what we hear without looking at the book. This is called imla or dictation. So, we're going to read it once. We're going to write it in our notebook. We're going to listen to somebody read it to us to train our ear. And then we're going to read it again, but this time from our own handwriting. And then we're going to listen again to somebody read it while we try to write down what we hear without looking at the book. So this is any five recommended steps: read, write, listen, read a second time. And then the fifth step is to listen and write at the same time, which is called in Arabic imla or dictation. And we're going to be doing some exercises related to dictation throughout this course, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Okay, as far as the class format, the format that we're going to be using, there are four parts to it. The first part is we're going to review the vocabulary that's going to come in that text that we're going to be reading for comprehension. How can we comprehend what we read unless we know the meaning of the words? So the first thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be reviewing the vocabulary for each chapter. We're going to be, for each lesson, we're going to review the vocabulary, and that is, it's going to be by oral translation. I'm going to read the words either in Arabic or in English, and then you're going to orally translate them, yani, without writing them down. You're just going to listen and hear the word. I'll repeat it, yani, twice, and then you just translate it. Oral translation. Okay, this is how we're going to review the vocabulary. And this is also part of developing listening skills to be able to comprehend what we hear without seeing it. The second part is going to be reading and translation. We're going to read the text and we're going to translate it. Yani, the selected text from each chapter, we're going to read it and we're going to translate it. In the process of doing that, we're going to identify the new vocabulary words that came in that lesson for the first time. And we're going to also analyze the new grammar points, yani the relationships between words, the relationship between the sifa and the mausuf, or the na'at and the man'ut, the relationship between mubtada and khabar, the relationship between the mudaf and mudaf ilayh, things like this. We're going to analyze, yani, we're going to identify the new words in that lesson, and we're going to also analyze the grammar points that came in that lesson, as well as any that came in a previous lesson. Okay, we're going to look at the function of words in sentence grammatically and the relationships between words. The next thing that we're going to do, yani, the third part of this format, yani, after going over the vocabulary and then reading the text, are going to be two types of exercises. And you're going to close your book for this. It's not going to be any need to read from the book. This is going to be, yani, listening and writing. So, the first exercise is going to be for listening skills. Okay, I will read the sentence and then you will just translate it orally, not writing it down. No need to write it down, because this is going to be a little bit more quickly. Okay, so I'm going to read the sentence twice. The first time you can just listen, try to comprehend it. And the second time I read it, you can translate it orally. The last thing we're going to do, the second any type of exercise, is going to be dictation skills. And in this case, I'm going to read each sentence three times. The first time, just listen for comprehension and maybe memorize the words of that sentence. The second time I read it, you can write. I'll read it a little bit slower and you can write it down. And I'm going to read it a third time in case you missed any words, to give you a chance to catch it, as well as to confirm that you have written it correctly. Okay, so the class format is going to be first the review of the vocabulary. It's going to be oral translation. Then there's going to be reading and translation of the selected text, identifying the new words and the grammatical points. The third thing is going to be listening skills. We're going to read to you, and you're going to just listen and translate orally. And the fourth thing is going to be dictation skills, where you're going to listen without looking at the book, and you're going to try to write down what you hear. The last thing is the homework. I will be sending out homework assignments on a weekly basis. Yani every day, a portion of the homework assignment for that week. And it is preferred and recommended that you try to do these homework assignments on a daily basis. That you try to do them every day so that you don't end up at the end of the week trying to do a lot of work at one time. Okay, you want to do it over a period of time. So we try to break up the assignments for that week into daily assignments so that a person can spend maybe half an hour, yani 40 minutes every day working. And this enables you to be consistent in your studies and you'll retain and remember better. Yani if you do a little bit every day as opposed to a lot one day a week. So there will be homework assignments. Inshallah, I'll be sending them out in the beginning of the week. And every day I'll give you a reminder of what you should have been completing on that day. The translation that you do in the homework assignments, you can check them in the following session when we go over that lesson. And as far as the writing assignments, they will not be collected. Okay, this is basically for your own benefit to help you to improve your writing skills. To improve your writing skills. It is highly recommended that you write out the text that we're going to be reading in the following session. That you read it, that you translate it, and that you write it out, and this will, and that you also listen to it. Either from your study partner who will read it to you, or from the audio files that are available for Medina Book 1, that are all in Arabic. My advice to everyone in this, I close with as we begin the lesson, I advise you with ikhlas to try to do whatever you're doing sincerely for the sake of Allah. I advise you to work hard and to be consistent. To be consistent. Yani that means be regular in yani studying your Arabic. And finally, I remind you to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. Ask Allah's help. Work hard and ask Allah's help. Be patient, work hard, ask Allah's help, and do not feel like you can't do it. Do not feel like you can't do it, like it's too difficult. So, as we begin the lesson today, I just want to remind everybody that this is a review course. This course is intended to be a review. Yani for people who already studied Medina Book 1 previously. Some of you have studied Medina Book 1 with us from the beginning to the end, including yani the entire book, including yani all the exercises. And some of you may have studied with us the explanation, the Arabic Sharh from Medina Book 1, in which we focused on the grammatical points. So in any case, it is yani important that a person has studied Medina Book 1 before or its equivalent, because this is, yani we're not going to concentrate on explaining the grammatical rules, but rather we're going to identify them as we're going through any passage. We're going to try to identify the grammatical rules. But if you are not already familiar with them, it could be a little difficult. In any case, everybody is welcome. We just hope that this is going to be a beneficial review and it will help you to sharpen some of your skills, such as your listening skills, to be able to understand what you hear, not just what you see on a piece of paper, and also to sharpen your yani dictation skills so that you will yani strengthen your ability to write down that which you hear, even if you don't have something written in front of you. Okay, let's begin with the first part of the format, and that is the vocabulary review. So, everybody who joined us, requested to join this course, should have already received the three PDF files. One of them is the English key containing the vocabulary for each lesson. So we're going to review the vocabulary just quickly. The way we're going to do it is that I'm going to read to you a word either in Arabic or English. If I read you a word in Arabic, then you should orally translate it into English. Just say the meaning of it. I'll read each word twice. The first time, listen to it. Second time, make sure you heard it correctly. And then just orally translate it. Okay? If I give you a word in English, then you have to translate it as well, but translate it into Arabic. So, today we have a lot of vocabulary words in Lesson 1 and a few in Lesson 2. So, today we're going to do both. I'll give you some Arabic words that I want you to translate into English, and I'll give you some English words that I want you to translate into Arabic. We have 24 words here in this first lesson. So instead of writing the words, if you just have a notebook or a piece of paper where you write 1 through 24, if you get it right, just put a check next to it. If you get it wrong, put an X next to it so you know how many you got right and how many you got wrong. Okay, I'm going to give you the meaning of the word after I pause for a moment to give you a chance to translate it. Okay, so I'm going to read the word. I'm going to read it a second time. I'll give you a chance to orally translate it one word at a time, and then I'll give you the meaning. If you got it right, put a check. If you got it wrong, put an X. And at the end, Yanni, tally up your score and see how many of the 24 words you got correctly. I hope that some of you will get them all correct. And if you didn't get them all correct, then it just means that now you know which words you need to work on, and vocabulary is critical for reading comprehension. You can't comprehend what you read if you don't know the meaning of the individual words. Okay, so we're going to concentrate here in this reading comprehension course on vocabulary, learning the vocabulary words, and on understanding the arrangement of words in a sentence, the relations between words in a sentence grammatically, so that we can understand not only the meaning of the words, but the correct relation between words so that we can translate properly. All right, so let's begin with the vocabulary review. Again, this is oral translation. I'll read to you an Arabic word, you give me the English meaning. I read to you an English word, you give me the Arabic meaning. Okay, again, there's going to be 24 words, so if you have on a piece of paper 1 through 24, just put a check next to the ones you got correct and an X next to the ones that you may have missed, so that you'll see, Yanni, how well you know the vocabulary here. If you already have taken this course before, inshallah, hopefully everybody knows these words. This is the first vocabulary words that we learned in the beginning of the book. Okay, let's read. From Arabic, I want you to give me the English meaning of the word baytun. And we should not be looking in the book right now. This is for oral, Yani, this is for listening and oral translation. Just listen and translate orally. We don't want you to look at the book here because we want to train our ears to understand what we hear. Again, the first word, baytun. Baytun. The meaning, a house. The second word, masjidun. Masjidun. The meaning, a masjid or a mosque. The third word, babun. Babun. The meaning, a door. The fourth word, kitabun. Kitabun. The meaning, a book. The fifth word, qalamun, with qaf, qalamun. The meaning, a pen. The sixth word, miftahun, miftahun. The meaning, a key. Seventh word, maktabun. Maktabun. Its meaning, a desk or an office. The eighth word, sarirun. Sarirun. Its meaning, a bed. The ninth word, kursiyun. Kursiyun. Its meaning, a chair. The tenth word, najmun. Najmun. Its meaning, a star, like a star in the sky. The 11th word, qamisun, with qaf and sad. Qamisun. Its meaning, a shirt. The 12th word, tabibun, with ta. Tabibun. Its meaning, a doctor. OK, Okay. Again, if anybody has joined us and didn't hear our instructions, then the instructions are we're doing oral, yani translation, of the vocabulary words, new words that came in this lesson. Okay, the first group of words we read, 1 through 12, were Arabic words, which you have to translate into English. The next group of words are going to be English words that we're going to translate into Arabic. Okay, first word. A boy. A boy. B-O-Y. In Arabic, it is waladun. Waladun. Second word. Student. A student. Anyone who is seeking knowledge. In Arabic, talibun. With fa. Talibun. The third word. Man. M-A-N. Man. In Arabic, rajulun, rajulun. The fourth word, merchant, merchant. Yani a person who is buying, who is selling in the marketplace. Merchant. In Arabic, tajirun, tajirun. The fifth word, dog. D-O-G, dog. In Arabic, kalbun, with calf, kalbun. The sixth word, cat, C-A-T, cat. In Arabic, qittun, with qaf, and fa, with shadd, qittun. The seventh word, donkey. D-O-N-K-E-Y. Donkey. In Arabic, himarun. Himarun. With the letter ha, as in halal and haram. The eighth word, horse. Yani, the horse that a person rides on. H-O-R-S-E. In Arabic, hisanun. Hisanun, with ha, as in halal and haram, and sad, as in saum and siyam. Hisanun. The ninth word, camel. Camel, yani the camel that is ridden in the desert. In Arabic, jamalun. Jamalun. The tenth word, rooster. Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. In Arabic, dikun, dikun, with calf, dikun. The 11th word, teacher, teacher, T-E-A-C-H-E-R. In Arabic, mudarrisun, mudarrisun, with shadd on the ra and kasra. Mudarrisun. The 12th word and final word, kerchief or handkerchief. Kerchief or handkerchief. Handkerchief. In Arabic, mindilun. Mindilun. Okay, this was our vocabulary review, and the purpose of the vocabulary review is for you to know how well you know the vocabulary. If you know most of the words, 80 or 90% of them, then this is excellent. If you know 60 or 70%, it's not bad. But you have to work hard to try to get, yani, the rest of the words. Because comprehension is not possible without knowing the meaning of the individual vocabulary words. If you know less than 50%, then it means that perhaps you haven't taken this course before, or maybe you took it a long time ago and you've forgotten. So all it requires is that you do a lot of muraja'ah. Al-muraja'ah. Yani that you go back, return again and again and again to those words that you don't know until you are able to memorize them, either by reading them over and over and over again, or by writing them out over and over and over again. Perhaps writing them out is a more difficult way to memorize, but it might be a better way to memorize. Yeah, and it makes the memory stronger by writing it out. Okay, this is what we wanted to cover in terms of the vocabulary. The second part of this course, we're going to actually go now and read through the text that has been selected for from this particular lesson number one. Okay, we're going to read through the text for this lesson number one. Before we read the text, I just want to mention that in this lesson, there are a number of points that we should be aware of, that we should know about, and we should be conscious of. Yani, the grammar in this first lesson is not much, but there are some points that we need to know. This lesson is based upon the word hadha. And if you studied with us the sharh of Medina Book 1, then you know that hadha is a ismu isharatin lil mufradi al muzakkari al qaribi al aqili wa ghayr al aqili. Yani ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun, lil mufrad, for that which is singular, for pointing to something singular, not dual or plural. Al muzakkar, for pointing to something masculine, not feminine. Al qarib, for pointing to something near, not far. And it's both used for aql and ghayr aql, human or non-human. So in this lesson, we're going to be dealing with hadha. Also in this lesson, we're going to be dealing with three words that are used to ask questions. Okay, we're going to be dealing with ma. We'll see in this lesson a section dealing with ma, as in ma hadha, what is this? And ma is what is called ismu istifham لغير العاقلي. Yani, it is a noun that's used for seeking understanding or asking a question. لغير العاقل, when you're asking about things that are not human. We'll also see in this lesson, men, as in men hadha, who is this? And we learned in the previous course that men is ismu istifham lil'aqili. Yani, it's a noun that's used to seek understanding or to ask a question about an aqil, yani a human being. So ma is ism istifham, used to ask about other than human beings, and men is ism istifham, used to ask about human beings. Also in this lesson, we have a third question word, and that is hamzatu istifham. Hamzatu istifham, the hamza that's used to seek understanding or to ask a question. To change, yani, a sentence from a statement to a question. Okay, it is said that hamzatu istifham is harfun jawabuhu na'am aw la. It is a particle, the answer to which, yani the question that comes with this particle, hamzatu istifham, the question will be na'am or la. Like somebody says, is this a book? And you either say yes or you say no. Okay, so these are the main elements that we're going to be dealing with in this lesson. As we mentioned previously, when we explain in detail the grammar of Medina Book 1 in the Sharh. Okay, after mentioning this, we looked at the vocabulary, we looked at what type of grammatical points we're going to see in this lesson. Now we want to actually read the texts that have been selected from this lesson. We want to read those texts, and we also want to translate them, yani identifying new words. In each lesson, we'll identify new words that just came in that lesson, and we'll also analyze, yani, the important grammatical points that came in the lesson and word relationships. So in this lesson, the word relationships that we're going to see are going to be, yani, the subject and the predicate. Yani, the words in these sentences are going to be either a subject or a predicate. And these are going to be simple nominal sentences, yani jumla ismiya. They're going to be simple nominal sentences. So they're going to have a subject and a predicate, a mubtada'u and a khabaru. Al-mubtada'u is the subject, the thing that we want to talk about, or the person that we want to talk about. And al-khabaru is the news or the information, what we want to say about that subject. Okay, so the relationship that we're going to see in this lesson, we're not going to see an adjective and the word that is qualifying. Yani, we're not going to see a na'at and a man'ut. We're not going to see a mudaf and mudaf ilayh. Okay, we're not going to see a badal and a mubdal minhu. What we're going to see in this lesson is Mubtada and Khabar. Okay, so what we need to know about Mubtada and Khabar is that the Mubtada usually comes first in the sentence. There are exceptions, but it usually comes first. The Khabar usually comes second. Also, both the Mubtada and the Khabar are always marfu'un in the nominative case, so that they would take Dhamma as their primary sign. And I say primary sign because some of you may know that for the I'rab of words, sometimes we also have secondary signs for certain types of words, right? But the primary sign when a noun or an adjective is marfu'un is that it takes Dhamma. So we're going to see Dhamma unless the word is mabniyun. So in this lesson, we're going to see hadha, which is a word that yani ends with alif. And words that end with alif, like hadha, and like mustashfa, and Mustafa, and Isa, and Musa, and Amrika, these words that end with alif, we're not going to see a vowel, because alif is not a consonant. It's a letter of the alphabet. It is not a consonant, like ba and ta and tha, which can take a vowel. Alif cannot take a vowel, so we're not going to see the Dhamma on hadha. Okay, we'll talk about this a little more when we get to lesson 8. Lesson 8, yeah, when we talk about the ism, yani maqsoor, words that end with alif, either alif mamdood or alif maqsoor. We'll talk about that when we get to it. So, in any case, for now, what we want to say is that the word relationships that we're going to be seeing in these sentences are mubtada and khabar. The mubtada is usually going to come first, but there will be exceptions. If there's a sentence that has a question word, a ism istifham, then the question word always going to come first, even if it's the khabar. Okay, but basically, we're going to see the mubtada coming first, khabar coming second. Mubtada and khabar are both marfu'un, even though the ism ishara, this ism ishara, hadha, ends with alif, and alif can't take a vowel, so we're not going to see a dhamma on it, but we'll still say it's mubtada, it's the mubtada, and it is marfu'un. Mubtada is always marfu'un. Khabar is always marfu'un, even if we don't see the sign of it being marfu'un. Okay, so let's read, the text that we have selected, I have identified in the homework assignment. Okay, we're not going to do any of the exercises in this lesson. We're merely going to go through the reading text. Okay, and usually the reading text is going to be the first thing at the beginning of the lesson. Sometimes there may be a second text in the middle of a long lesson. Usually, though, we're going to read the text from the beginning of the lesson. This lesson, since it's a little bit lengthy, it has a few texts I have identified in the homework assignment. The pages that the text came on, and you should have them on your screen. And from lesson 1, we're going to read from page 5. And we're going to read from page 9, 10, and 11. We're going to be reading from lessons 1 and 2 today. From lesson 2, we're going to be reading 12 and 13. In any case, it's up there, and I'll be letting you know what page we're on as we go through it. If you didn't receive the homework assignment. Okay, so for homework, you should have already read these words. You should have already translated them. You should have already searched in the English key or in the vocabulary bank for the words that you may not remember or you don't know. And you should have identified so that you know all the meaning of the words here, okay? So what we're going to do now, I'm going to read the first text on page 5 under the title, Hadha. This is the beginning of the lesson. It says at the top of the lesson, Ad-Darsu Al-Awwalu, and this is the first reading text. Our intent is what? To identify the meanings of words that may be new and also the relationship between words so that we know that this is a not and this is a man'ut, or this is a mubtada and this is a khabar, or this is a a badal and a mubdal minhu, or this is a mudaf and a mudaf ilayhi. We want to look at the relationships. In this lesson, we're only going to see mubtada and khabar, the subject and the predicate, which are the two essential elements of a jumla ismiya, nominal sentence. Okay, so let's read and translate. I'll read, and you, can either look at the book or you can just listen. And if you feel comfortable just listening to train your ear for listening without looking at the book, then that's fine. Okay, as I read, I'm going to pause a minute to give you a chance to translate orally. Okay, so that you can check your translation, and then I'll give you the meaning. So that you can confirm that how you translated is correct. Inshallah. Right. So again, we're on page 5, Ad-Darsu Al-Awwalu, the first lesson, and we're going to read from right to left, and then we go down to the next line. Okay. The first sentence, هذا baytun. Again, hadha baytun, meaning this is a house. Hadha is the mubtada and baytun is the khabar. Going across. By the way, hadha is the subject of this lesson and baytun is the first, yani vocabulary word. Number, going across, the second word. Hadha masjidun. Hadha masjidun. This is a masjid or a mosque. Hadha is the mubtada, masjidun is the khabar. Last sentence on the first line. Hadha babun. Hadha babun. Meaning, this is a door. Hadha is the mubtada, babun is the khabar. Mubtada and khabar are both marfu'un. Even though in hadha we don't see the dhamma on the aleph, because aleph is not a consonant, it can't take a vowel of its own. It's always going to be sakin. It's always going to be sakin, yani sukun, without a vowel. Second line. Hadha kitabun. Hadha kitabun. This is a book. Going across. Hadha qalamun. Hadha qalamun. This is a pen. Next. Hadha miftahun. Hadha miftahun. This is a key. Third line, bottom line. From the right. Hadha maktabun. Hadha maktabun. This is a desk or a table. Going across. Hadha sarirun. Hadha sarirun. This is a bed. And the last sentence. Hadha kursiyun. Hadha kursiyun. This is a chair. Okay, going to the next page. Page 6. This is the second text that we're going to read from. And when we do the listening exercises and the dictation exercises, we're going to start from here. Okay, so right now we're just reading to make sure we comprehend what we read. So there are going to be lots of new words coming here. Inshallah, we'll try to identify all the words on the first page. After hadha are new words. Now we'll see some of the words that we had on the first page, and we'll see some new words. Here we'll see some new words. Page 6, top of the page. Ma hadha. What is this? Ma hadha. What is this? Hadha baytun. This is a house. Ahadha baytun. Is this a house? Na'am. Hadha baytun. Yes, this is a house. By the way, na'am, we said, is one of the two possible answers to a word that begins with hamzatul istifham. Ahadha baytun. Is this a house? The answer has to either be na'am or la. Na'am, hadha baytun. Is this a house? Yes, this is a house. Next line. Ma hadha. What is this? Hadha qamisun. Hadha qamisun. This is a new word that we didn't see in this lesson until now. With qaf and sad. Qamisun. Hadha qamisun. This is a shirt. Ahadha sarirun. Is this a bed? La. Hadha kursiyun. La. Hadha kursiyun. No. This is a chair. Again, la is one of the two answers that come as a response to a question that begins with hamzatul istifham. A. أَهَذَا سَرِيرٌ, is this a bed? The answer will be either نَعَمْ وَلَا. Next line. أَهَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ, أَهَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ, is this a key? لَا. هَذَا قَلَمٌ, هَذَا قَلَمٌ, no, this is a pen. Last question and answer on this page. مَا هَذَا, what is this? هَذَا نَجْمٌ, هَذَا نَجْمٌ, this is a نَجْمٌ. This is also the first time we saw this word in this lesson. This is a نَجْمٌ, a star. Okay, we're going to turn to page 9 now for the second يعني text for this lesson. يعني من هذا, من هذا. 13 new words are going to come in this part of the lesson. We had 11 new words in the first part of the lesson. In this part of the lesson come 13 new words, making a total of 24 for this lesson. This second part in the middle of page 9 is entitled من هذا, who is this, as opposed to مَا هَذَا, what is this? And we said that مَن is an ism istifham used to ask about people, and مَا is ism istifham used to ask about يعني non-humans, animals and things. مَن هَذَا. Okay, we're going to start on the right side of the page and read يعني across, and then we'll go again to the bottom line from the right side and read across. Again, if it's not necessary for you to look at the book, it will be just fine that you just listen and try to translate يعني orally as I'm reading. I'll pause after I read each sentence or question and give you a chance to translate orally. من هذا, who is this? هذا طبيب, يعني the question, underneath it is the answer. من هذا, underneath the question is هذا طبيب, this is a doctor, with the letter ta, طبيب, not ta, ta, طبيب, this is a doctor. Okay, going across, the next question, من هذا, who is this? And the answer underneath it, هذا ولد, هذا ولد. And this is also the first time we saw these two words, طبيب and ولد. هذا ولد, this is a boy. Going down, back to the right side of the page. من هذا, who is this? هذا طالب, هذا طالب, this is a طالب, a student, with the letter طا as in طبيب. طبيب, a doctor. طالب, a student. A lot of people get these two words mixed up, and they give us طبيب for a student, or they give us طالبٌ for a doctor. طَبِيبٌ is a doctor and طَالِبٌ is a student. Going across. أَهَذَا وَلَدٌ, here's Hamzatul Istifham again. أَهَذَا وَلَدٌ, is this a boy? لا. هَذَا رَجُلٌ, هَذَا رَجُلٌ, is this a boy? لا. No. This is a man. Okay, on this page we had طبيبٌ, that's a new word, first time it came. ولدٌ, a new word, the first time it came. طالبٌ, first time it came. And رجلٌ, the first time it came. Let's turn the page to continue this reading text on page 10. Top of the page. ما هذا, what is this? هذا مسجدٌ, هذا مسجدٌ, this is a masjid or mosque. Next line. من هذا, who is this? هذا تاجر, هذا تاجر, this is a تاجر, a merchant, one who sells goods in the marketplace. The first question on this line was ما هذا, what is this? يعني this اسم استفهام to ask about غير عاقل, things that are not human. من هذا is an ism istifham used to ask about humans. Who is this? Okay. ما هذا, what is this? من هذا, who is this? Next line. هذا كلب, هذا كلب, this is a new word, the first time it came in this particular lesson, as well as تاجر, the first time it came in this particular lesson. Hada kalbun. This is a kalbun, a dog. This is a kalbun, a dog. Next line. Ahada kalbun. Is this a dog? La. Hada qittun. La. Hada qittun. No. This is a cat. This word is spelled with qaf and ta, not ta. Qaf, not kaf. Qittun. This is a cat. Next line. Hada himarun. Hada himarun. This is a donkey. And this is the first time this word, kelbun, qittun, and himarun, are words the first time they came in this lesson. Hada himarun. Next line. Ahada himarun. Is this a himar, a donkey? La. Hada hisanun. Hada hisanun. This is a horse with the letter ha, as in Muhammad and Ahmed and Mahmud. Hisanun with the letter ha and the letter sad, as in Saum and Siyam. Again, hisanun, this is the first time it came in this lesson. We'll be seeing these words again, but this is the first time we're seeing them in this lesson. Next line, bottom of the page. Wama hada, wa ma hada, and what is this? Hada jamalun. Hada jamalun. This is a jamal, yani a camel. A camel that is ridden on in the desert. Okay, this reading, this text continues on page 11. A few more lines. Top of page 11. Ma hada? What is this? Hada dikun. Hada dikun. This is a rooster. This is a rooster. And this is the first time this word dik came in this lesson. Next line. Man hada? Who is this? Hada mudarrisun. Hada mudarrisun. This is a teacher with shadd on the ra and kasra. Mudarrisun. Last question and answer. Ahada qamisun. Ahada qamisun. Is this a shirt? La. Hada mindilun. Hada mindilun. This is a handkerchief. No, this is a handkerchief. Okay, on this page we had deekun, mudarrisun, and mindilun. New words from this lesson. Okay, this is what we wanted to read. And again, when we do the reading of the text, the thing that we want to pay attention to, most importantly, are the new words. And this is the first lesson, so all the words are new here, except that some of them are repeated. And the other thing that we want to pay attention to, as we emphasized on the first page of this reading, on page 5, yani that these are sentences, nominal sentences, meaning they begin with a noun. Okay, in Arabic it's called al-jumla al-ismiya, yani the jumla sentence that begins with an ism, a noun. All right, and this type of sentence is composed of two essential parts, al-mubtada'u, yani the subject that we want to talk about, and al-khabaru, the information or the news that we want to convey about that subject. So we saw in this lesson a lot of sentences, nominal sentences, containing mubtada and khabar. Okay, so before we go to the next lesson, we want to do a couple of exercises. Again, we said that we're going to go over the vocabulary first, then we're going to read and translate the selection, the reading selection, identifying new words and grammar points or relationships of words like mubtada and khabar. And then we're going to do two exercises, one for to improve your listening skills and one to improve your dictation skills. If we have done this book before, we probably know most of the words and the grammar. But we might not be strong in understanding, comprehending what we hear. So we want to do some exercises to improve your listening skills so that you can better comprehend what you hear. And also, you might not be able to write well what you hear if you don't have a book in front of you. If somebody is just reading to you and you have to write what you hear, yani listening and writing what you hear, which is called in Arabic imla, yani or dictation, this is something that many of us don't do well because we don't practice. Okay, so we want you to start listening, translating what you hear without seeing anything. I want you to start practicing writing what you hear without looking at the book. So we're going to do both of these exercises right now, listening skills and then dictation skills. For the listening skills, I'll read the sentence twice. The first time, I want you to just listen carefully. And then the second time I read it, I want you to translate it orally. You're not going to write on this exercise. The next exercise we'll write. On this exercise, you're just going to orally translate, okay? So I'm going to give you some sentences. And I want you to... I'll give you nine. There will be nine sentences, any question and answer, for the listening exercise. I'm going to read once. I want you to listen carefully, see if you can understand the meaning. And then I'm going to read it again. I want you to say orally, yani, what is the translation of the question and the answer? Okay, so I'll read it twice. You don't have to write anything down here. What you do have to do is you have to close your book. Close your books. There's no need to read anything here. All we're going to be doing is listening and orally translating. Or in dictation skills, we're going to be listening and writing down what we hear. So close your books and just practice, yani, your listening skills and your dictation skills. Okay, so we're going to do listening first. And as I said, there are nine sentences, yani combination of question and answer. And I want you to write on a piece of paper, yani, 1 through 9. Okay, we're going to translate orally. I don't want you to write down. I don't want you to translate in writing because we want to go a little bit quickly. When we do the dictation, we'll take a little bit more time, and you'll be able to write down what you hear. But for now, what I want you to do is just listen, and then the second time I read it, I want you to translate it orally. But if you write 1 through 9, I want you to mark a check next to the ones you translated correctly and an X next to the ones you got wrong. So you'll see at the end of 9, did you get all 9 wrong, right? Or did you get 8 right, or 7, or 6, or 5, whatever? So you'll know at the end, you'll be able to remember clearly. You won't be imagining that I did excellent, and in reality, you actually missed 2 or 3 of them, okay? But you're going to write down, every time you get one right, put a check. If you get all 9 right, mashallah, alhamdulillah. 8, 7, it's good. Okay, if you get less than, out of 9, if you get less than 5, then that means we're going to, yeah, you'll be doing more and more exercises like this as we go through, inshallah, you'll improve. Okay, so let's read. This is a listening exercise. Close your book. Don't look at the book. And don't write anything. Just listen and translate. I'm going to read each question and answer twice. Okay. Number 1. Ma hadha? Hadha baytun. Again. Ma hadha? هذا بيت. The meaning, what is this? This is a house. Number 2. أهذا بيت؟ نعم هذا بيت. Again. أهذا بيت؟ Is this a house? نعم هذا بيت. Yes, this is a house. Number 3. أهذا سرير؟ لا هذا كرسي. Again. أهذا سرير؟ Is this a bed? لا هذا كرسي. No, this is a chair. Number 4. أهذا مفتاح؟ أهذا مفتاح؟ لا هذا قلم. Again. أهذا مفتاح؟ Is this a key? لا هذا قلم. No, this is a pen. Okay. That was number 4. Okay. Number 5. من هذا؟ هذا ولد. Again, من هذا? Who is this? هذا ولد. This is a boy. Number 6. أهذا ولد? لا, هذا رجل. Again, أهذا ولد? Is this a boy? لا, هذا رجل. No, this is a man. Number 7. I said we're going to do 9, right? This is number 7. أهذا كلب? لا, هذا قط. أهذا كلب? Is this a dog? لا, هذا قط. No, this is a cat. Number 8. Again, we're just translating orally, right? Just translating orally. In dictation, we're going to be writing. Number 8. أهذا حمار? لا, هذا حصان. Again. أهذا حمار? Is this a donkey? لا, هذا حصان. No, this is a horse. يعني with the letter ح, as in halal and haram, and the letter صاد, as in صوم and صيام. Okay, that was number 8, I hope. Let me go back and look. That was number 8. Okay, number 9. This is the last one that we're going to do for listening exercise. Number 9. أهذا قميص? لا, هذا منديل. Again. أهذا قميص? With قاف and صاد. Is this a قميص? Is this a shirt? لا, هذا منديل. No, this is a handkerchief. This is a handkerchief. Okay, so these were 9 sentences or question and answer. And each one of them we read twice to give you a chance to hear them clearly and to give you a chance to think about them. So you can, yani before you translate, to think carefully and see if you can translate what you hear. The purpose of this exercise is to begin to strengthen our ability to comprehend what we hear as opposed to understanding what we see. So, yani, the brain has different functions to deal with different tasks. And the task of yani conveying the meaning of what you see on a piece of paper that you read is different for the brain than the task of conveying the meaning of what you hear through your hearing senses. Okay, so these are different faculties. The faculty of seeing and hearing are different. And so the function of the brain in conveying that information is a little bit different. And a person might be able to look at a book and read something in Arabic and translate it easily. But when they hear the same thing without seeing anything, it might be difficult unless they have yani practice doing so. So that's the purpose of this exercise, is to practice our listening skills. Okay, so let's go on and do one more exercise, that is dictation skills. In this exercise, I'm going to read each sentence 3 times. The first time, just listen to see if you can understand it. And you can maybe memorize the sentence in your mind so that when you start writing, you have it. Okay, the second time, I want you to write what you hear. And I'm going to give you a little bit of time to do so. And then the third time, I'm going to read it to give you a chance to catch what you may have missed or to confirm that what you have written it correctly. Okay, so I'm going to read it 3 times. As far as the dictation exercise, there are going to be 7 sentences or 7 questions and answers. On your paper, you should write 1 through 7, right? Or in your notebook, it will be good to have a notebook for this so you can keep track of how you're doing and how you're improving from one session to the next. Okay, I'm going to read the first time. just for you to comprehend. The second time, I'm going to read a little bit slower so that you can write. And the third time, I'm going to give you a second chance to catch what you may have missed. Okay, 1 through 7. The first one. ما هذا؟ هذا قميص. Okay, right this time. ما هذا؟ هذا قميص. Third time. ما هذا؟ هذا قميص. Okay, the second sentence. ما هذا؟ هذا نجم. Again, right this time. ما هذا؟ هذا نجم. I'm writing along with you, and I'm also writing in the vowels. If you don't have enough time to write the vowels, no problem. Just write the main word, and you can fill in the vowels later. But I'm writing just to time myself to make sure I'm not reading too fast for you. Okay? To give you, make sure you have enough time to write. Okay? So the second sentence should be, ما هذا؟ هذا نجم. Number 3. من هذا؟ هذا طبيب. Again, من هذا؟ هذا طبيب. Number 4. من هذا؟ هذا طالب. Write it this time. من هذا؟ هذا طالب. Number 5. من هذا؟ هذا تاجر. Again. من هذا؟ هذا تاجر. تاجر. Number 6. وما هذا؟ هذا جمل. Write it this time. وما هذا؟ هذا جمل. And the last one. من هذا؟ هذا مدرس. Again, write it this time. من هذا؟ هذا مدرس. هذا مدرس with شد on the ra and كسرة. Okay, so these were 7 sentences for dictation. The point of dictation is to practice and learn how to write down what you hear. So the first step in dictation is listening carefully to make sure of what you heard. That's why we're reading it 3 times. The first time just to listen and make sure of what you heard. The second time is for you to actually write. So in dictation, you have to make sure you hear correctly and try to remember what you heard and then try to write it down. Okay, so in this case, we gave you the first chance just to listen and then a second reading to actually start writing. And I tried to go a little bit slowly there. And then a third time just to catch something that you may have missed. And this is just practice. If you didn't do that well today, inshallah, next time you'll do better. But you can practice during the week by listening to the Arabic audios of Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim that we sent out the link for. Listen to the Arabic audios and practice dictation on your own, on your own time, from the lessons that are ahead of us. Okay, let's go on to the next lesson in the time that remains. This is a short lesson. Lesson number 2. This is also part of our homework assignment. And again, we're going to follow the same format. We're going to look at the vocabulary words first, English and Arabic. And then we're going to read the texts that have been selected from this lesson, identifying new words that came in this lesson, and grammatical points or word relationships. And in this lesson, as in the first lesson, we're just going to see mubtada and khabar. But in future lessons, and in lesson 4, we're going to see pronouns and prepositions. In lesson 5, we're going to see mudaf, mudaf ilayh. In lesson 8, we're going to see bedel. In lesson 9, we're going to see na'ad and man'ut and so on. So we're going to see more word relationships and more grammar as we progress through the book. Okay, so let's look at a quick look at the vocabulary, which is very brief in this particular lesson. Okay, all I want you to do is orally, yani translate, orally translate what you hear. I'll give you an Arabic word, you give me the English. If I give you an English word, you give me the Arabic. After that, we'll read, yani the selected text and analyze it, and then we'll do listening skills and dictation skills, yani whatever time remains. Okay, the first word, I want you to translate orally. Imamun. Imamun. In English, an imam is what? An imam, yani, the one who leads the prayer, the leader. Next word. Hajarun. Hajarun. The meaning of hajarun, a stone or a rock. The next word. Sugar. S-U-G-A-R. Sugar. In Arabic, sukkarun. With shadda on the calf and fatha. Sukkarun. The next word, milk. M-I-L-K. That you drink. Milk. In Arabic, labanun. Labanun. In some places, they use the word halib for milk. And sometimes, yani, in different countries, yani, they use these words a little bit differently, but generally, halib is used for milk or leban. Okay, just quickly, in terms of what is contained in this lesson, the most important thing contained in this lesson is the ism ishara dhalika. Yani, the ism ishara dhalika. And we said that hadha in the previous lesson is ism ishara lil mufrad al-mudhakkar. And likewise, dhalika is also ism ishara lil-mufradi al-mudhakkari. Yani, it's an ism ishara for that which is singular, pointing to something that's singular, not dual or plural, and something that is masculine. Both hadha and dhalika are demonstrative pronouns. Ism ishara that's used to point to things that are singular and that are masculine. The difference here is that hadha is for al-qarib, pointing to something near, and dhalika is used for al-ba'id, pointing to something far. And both of them are fa'aqil and ghayr aqil. You can use to point to humans and other than humans. This is the main thing that comes in this lesson. We're going to also see in this lesson the mixture of men hadha and men dhalika. Okay, because we had hadha in the previous lesson and now we have dhalika in this lesson. So who is this and who is that? And we're also going to see ma hadha and ma dhalika. In the last lesson we had hadha, so we had ma hadha. In this lesson we have ma dhalika, and we're going to see that mixed up. Yani, ma hadha, what is this? Ma dhalika, what is that? Of course, remembering that men is the ism istifham that's used to ask about people, and ma is ism istifham that's used to ask about, yani, things other than people, animals and objects and things like that. Okay, so the grammar in this lesson is going to be the introduction of the new word dhalika, which is just like hadha, except it's used to point to things which are far as opposed to near. And it's also mentioned in this lesson, they introduce waw al-atif, even though there was at least one sentence that used waw in the previous lesson. But in any case, here they're saying that waw, yani, it is a particle. Waw al-atif, it's a particle that's used to join things together, conjunction. It means and, A-N-D, this and that. Okay, so this is what we're going to see in this lesson in terms of grammar. Just what we saw in the previous lesson, yani nominal sentences, jumla ismiya, subject and predicate. Except that in this lesson, we also have the additional word, ذَلِكَ, for pointing to things which are far. So we're going to read the text that was selected for this lesson. Yani the whole lesson, except the exercise at the end. We're going to read the lesson. We're going to translate it. And any new words, inshallah, we're going to identify them when we come to them. And again, keeping in mind that the grammar in this lesson is basically yani a nominal sentence, mubtada and khabar. And also in this lesson, we're going to see the particle wow al-af, joining two ideas together. Yani, joining what could be two sentences, putting them together, yani by the conjunction wow, the letter wow with fatha. It's called wow al-af. Yani, it is the particle, the wow, which is a particle of conjunction. Okay, so let's read from page 12 and page 13 of lesson number 2. الدرس الثاني, lesson number 2, ذلك. At the top of the lesson, under the title ذلك, we have ما ذلك؟ ذلك نجم. ما ذلك؟ What is that? ذلك نجم. That is a star. Again, if you can go through this exercise, this reading, without looking at the book, and you had a chance for homework to look at the book, if you can go through it, if you can, without looking, it will be better to train your listening skills. Next line. هذا مسجد وذلك بيت. Again. هذا مسجد. This is a masjid or mosque. وذلك بيت. And that is a house. Next line. هذا حصان وذلك حمار. Again. هذا حصان. That is a horse. I mean, this is a horse. وذلك حمار. And that is a donkey. So you see we have here what could be two sentences. هذا حصان. That's a مبتدأ and a خبر. And ذلك حمار, that's also a مبتدأ and a خبر. But they're joined together by واو العطف, yani the conjunction end. This is a horse, and that is a donkey. Next line. أذلك كلب؟ لا, ذلك قط, with طاء and شدة. Again, أذلك كلب؟ Is that a dog? لا, ذلك قط. No, that is a cat. ما ذلك؟ ذلك سرير. ما ذلك؟ What is that? ذلك سرير. That, pointing to something far, that is a bed. Turning to page 13. من هذا؟ ومن ذلك؟ Again, من هذا, who is this, ومن ذلك, and who is that. Next line. هذا مدرس وذلك إمام. Again, هذا مدرس. This is a teacher over here. وذلك إمام, and that over there far is an imam, a leader, prayer leader. Next line. ما ذلك؟ ذلك حجر. Again. ما ذلك؟ What is that? ذلك حجر. That is a stone. This word stone is the first time it came in the book here in this lesson. And likewise the word imam came for the first time here in this lesson. The last line. هذا سكر. وذلك لبن. Again, هذا سكر. This is sugar. وذلك لبن. And that is milk. سكر and لبن. This is the first time they came in this lesson. We'll be seeing these words in future lessons. We won't be pointing them out so much because we'll be pointing out the new words that came with a new lesson. Okay, after this reading, again, in this lesson, basically, the relationships between words are the mubtada and the khabar. The mubtada is the subject, and the khabar is what you want to inform us about, the news concerning that subject. What we want to do now are two sets of exercises, listening skills and dictation skills. For listening skills, I'm going to read, yani twice. I'm going to read the sentence twice. The first time, just listen. The second time, translate orally. You don't have to write anything. In dictation, we'll write. Okay, first time, just listen. Second time, translate orally. Okay, the first one. هذا مسجد وذلك بيت. هذا, again, this time translate orally. هذا مسجد. This is a masjid or mosque. وذلك بيت. And that is a house. Number two. هذا حصان وذلك حمار. Again, translate orally. هذا حصان. This is a horse. وذلك حمار. And that is a donkey. Number three. من هذا ومن ذلك. Again, translate orally. من هذا, who is this, ومن ذلك, and who is that. Number four. هذا مدرس وذلك إمام. Again. هذا مدرس, this is a teacher, وذلك إمام, and that is an imam, prayer leader. Number five, this is the last one for listening skills. هذا سكر وذلك لبن. Again. هذا سكر وذلك لبن. This is sugar and that is milk. Okay, the final exercise we want to do is for dictation. This time we're going to write. Okay, so I'm going to read this time each sentence three times. The first time, just listen to make sure you comprehend, you understand well what you heard, and try to memorize the words if possible. The second time, I'm going to read a little bit slower and give you a chance to write what you hear. The second time, I'm going to give you a little bit more time to write what you hear. There will only be four sentences here, so you can just write on your paper one, two, three, and four. Okay, we're going to do three times. First time for listening, second time for writing, third time to catch what you missed or to confirm that you wrote it correctly. Four sentences or four questions and answers. Number one. ما ذلك؟ ذلك نجم. Okay, write now. Please write. ما ذلك؟ ذلك نجم. ما ذلك؟ ذلك نجم. Number two, second one. أذلك كلب؟ لا, ذلك قط. Okay, this time I want you to write. أذلك كلب؟ لا, ذلك قط. Again, أذلك كلب؟ لا, ذلك قط. Number three. ما ذلك؟ ذلك سرير. This time I want you to write. ما ذلك؟ ذلك سرير. Again. ما ذلك؟ ذلك سرير. And the last one. ما ذلك؟ ذلك حجر. Again, this time I want you to write. ما ذلك؟ ذلك حجر. Okay, alhamdulillah. This is what we wanted to complete for today. Before we close, since we just have a couple, we still have a few minutes remaining, I just want to remind us of the importance of number one, yani al-muraja'ah. This particular course is designed as a review of Medina Book 1, but with emphasis upon reading comprehension, meaning we're not going to do the exercises for the lessons of Medina Book 1. We're just going to take the text at the beginning of the lesson, which in the later lessons will be a dialogue, okay, a discussion between two or more people. We just want to take that text and we want to read it. We want to identify new words that came for the first time in that chapter. We want to identify the grammatical points that came for the first time in that chapter. And we want to also look at grammatical points that we studied in previous chapters by identifying the function of words and sentences and the relationship between words, like the relationship between mubtada and khabar, the relationship between the na'at and man'ut, the relationship between the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, the relationship between the badal and the mubdal minhu, and so on. We're going to look at these relationships between a pronoun and the word that it refers back to. Okay? So, this lesson, the first two lessons that we covered today, are relatively simple, and in the beginning of the book, and if we've studied this book before, it should have been very easy for us. The difference between what we've done before and what we're doing today is that today, inshallah, we're going to concentrate on reading comprehension, and we're going to try to sharpen and strengthen and increase your ability to translate, to orally comprehend and translate what you hear. So we're going to do listening skill exercises, okay? That's what we're going to be doing. And likewise, we want you to be able to start writing. I mean, I have noticed over the years that some students who do excellent in their study of the Medina Book 1 or 2 or more than that, and they're able to read from a book and translate perfectly, but if they had to write down a paragraph or two or a page, and it'll take a long time because we'll be looking back at every word we're not used to, writing what we hear. So if you are able to write what you hear, it will be really excellent and it'll give you an extra skill to help you. If you were listening to a lecture or something, or you heard a hadith or an ayah from the Quran and you wanted to write it down, you'll be able to write what you hear. But it does require practice, and that's one of the things that we're going to be doing in this course. We're going to be concentrating on listening skills and dictation skills in addition to yani just generally understanding what we read and what we hear. Reading comprehension and listening comprehension and the ability to write what we hear. So, during the week, inshallah, you'll be getting assignments for the next two lessons, lesson 3 and lesson 4. I urge you, yani I implore you to please do the homework assignments on a daily basis to the best of your ability so that it doesn't pile up all at one time. And you get a greater benefit when you do it little by little, and it's easier for you to comprehend a little bit than a lot and to master it well each day, little by little. Okay, so I hope, inshallah, that those of you who have been with us before, you did Medina Book 1 with us, or you did the sharh of Medina Book 1 with us, I hope, inshallah, that this course, though it's brief, any 12 weeks or maybe less than that, I hope you will also benefit from this and that you'll improve your listening skills and your dictation skills and your reading skills, because we're going to be just reading here. We're not going to be doing exercises. We're not going to be doing the exercises from the book. We're just going to be reading. So please read the identified selected texts for the next couple of lessons. Read them during the week several times. Write them out to practice your writing skills and translate them. We'll go over your translations as we go through the lesson in the next session. I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me the opportunity to do this course. This is a course that I've never done before. Rather, it's not even from the courses that are offered in the Arabic Language Institute in Medina, but it's based upon the Medina book. It's an idea that Allah blessed me to come up with to concentrate on reading comprehension and especially to sharpen our skills in being able to comprehend and translate what we hear when we don't see anything. Because we do a lot of reading from the book, and we didn't do a lot of listening. So also there's a link to the Arabic reading of these lessons by the author of the book, Dr. Fa Ibrahim, that we have sent out that link. I encourage you and urge you and implore you to please listen to those audio recordings all in Arabic. Listen to them, yani, at any time when you're not totally occupied, yani, when you're resting, when you're eating, when you're traveling, walking down the street, put on your earplugs and listen to the Arabic as much as possible, and try and practice dictation as well. Okay, Jazakum Allah khair wa barakallahu fikum. Next week, inshallah, I hope that I'll be able to start sending out the homework assignments tomorrow. First thing tomorrow, and I hope that everybody will come prepared, better prepared than you may have come this week. If you're new with us, I hope that you haven't been overwhelmed. If you have studied Medina Book 1 anywhere before or its equivalent, then inshallah, these lessons, you shouldn't find them difficult. If you haven't studied Medina Book 1, but you studied another book, maybe the vocabulary may be a little bit different, but inshallah, you should be familiar with the basic grammar that we're taking in this book. It's basically Mubtada and Khabar. Yani, we're going to see prepositions and pronouns. We're going to see the idafa for construction, adjectives, and things like this. We're going to see plurals, broken plurals, sound plurals, and we're going to see gair aqil plurals, and we're going to see words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, and adverbs of place and time, and so on. This is basic Arabic, inshallah, level one Arabic. So everybody is welcome, and we close by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me and each one of you to do those things that are pleasing to Him, and that we do them with sincerity for Allah alone, in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah recognize, record, and reward everything that we do for His sake alone, and that He pardon our shortcomings, and that He overlook, yani, those things that we do, which are displeasing to Him, and that He keep us firm upon His straight path until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. May Allah heal our sick and strengthen our weak, and protect and preserve the Muslims wherever they may be. Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.